Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Talks over a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza appear to be at a standstill as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan approaches. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has been following developments.
The U.S. says that it's the ball's in Hamas's court about that the Israelis have put a deal on the table and Hamas is making new demands. They want a longer ceasefire. They want more guarantees that the Israelis are going to leave Gaza. These are all things that the U.S. had thought had kind of that they had worked out.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman. Gaza's media office, meanwhile, claims at least five people were killed and others were injured when aid packages were dropped in Gaza today because the parachute did not open and the supplies came crashing down. Several countries, including the U.S., have been conducting airdrops. In last night's State of the Union address, President Biden announced the U.S. will lead an emergency mission to enable the delivery of aid to Gaza by sea. Former President Donald Trump will be hosting Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the Hungarian leader is not scheduled to meet with President Biden during his visit to the U.S.
Viktor Orban is a longtime ally of Trump's, and the two men have maintained a close relationship after Trump's time in the White House. At one point, Trump praised the nationalist Hungarian leader as a great man. It's a different situation with President Biden, and there has been no White House invitation. Orban annoyed the administration by delaying the ratification of Sweden's membership to NATO. He also has close ties to Russia and has refused to send weapons to Ukraine. And he's held up the European Union to provide aid packages to Kyiv. Earlier this week, Orban said that only Trump's return as president could help bring peace to Ukraine. Presumably, that would come in the form of a victory for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
One fertility clinic in Alabama says it will not resume in vitro fertilization services, despite a new state law designed to shield providers from legal action. Mary Scott Hodgen of member station WBHM reports a clinic is one of at least three that stopped IVF treatments after Alabama Supreme Court defined frozen embryos as children.
Officials with the Center for Reproductive Medicine in Mobile say the new legislation leaves too many issues unaddressed. The law grants civil and criminal immunity to IVF providers who damage or destroy embryos. That was enough for other fertility clinics in Alabama to resume services. But the Center for Reproductive Medicine, a defendant in the state Supreme Court case, says the law still falls short in extending protection. The center says it will not reopen until it gets legal clarification on the extent of immunity. For NPR News, I'm Mary Scott Hodgen in Birmingham.
This is NPR News. The Food and Drug Administration is reconsidering an experimental Alzheimer's drug that seemed headed for a quick approval. NPR's John Hamilton has more on the unexpected delay.
The drug, called donanemab, has been shown to slow the progression of Alzheimer's by about one-third. Its maker, Eli Lilly, applied for FDA approval last summer, and the agency was expected to act before the end of 2023. Now, Lilly says the FDA will delay its decision until it has convened a group of independent experts to review donanemab's safety and effectiveness. The move comes 2 years after the FDA was widely criticized for quickly approving another Alzheimer's drug, aducanumab. That drug was later withdrawn from the market amid concerns that its benefits did not outweigh its risks. All drugs in this class can cause dangerous swelling and bleeding in the brain. John Hamilton, NPR News.
The Pentagon is telling Congress today it has found no evidence of alien visitors. It released a 63-page report detailing research into decades of reports of UFO sightings, or as officials call it, unidentified anomalous phenomena. The Pentagon says many of the claims dating back to 1945 turned out to be weather balloons, drones, satellites, and spy planes. And spokesman Major General Pat Ryder says investigators have found no information that the U.S. government was covering up evidence of aliens. U.S. stocks are mixed this hour. The Dow is up 82, S&P's down 13. You're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.